Chapter 6. It pleased Darius to appoint over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and in order that the king might not suffer any loss, these satraps were made accountable to three supervisors, one of whom was Daniel. Because he had an extraordinary spirit in him, this Daniel outshone the rest of the supervisors and satraps. So the king decided to set him over the whole kingdom. Therefore, the supervisors and satraps sought to find grounds for an accusation against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no grounds for an accusation or corruption in him, because he was trustworthy. Nor was there any error or corruption to be found in him. Then these men said,
"We shall not find any grounds for accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him by way of the law of his God."
So these supervisors and satraps assembled before the king and said to him,
"King Darius, live forever!
All the supervisors of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, have consulted together that the following prohibition ought to be established and enforced by a royal decree: that for 30 days, all men who petition any god or man except you, O king, shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the prohibition and sign the document, so that it will be immutable and irrevocable under the law of the Medes and Persians."
Therefore, King Darius signed the written prohibition. Even after Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued his custom of going up to his house, where, in his upper chamber with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and petitioning before his God. Then they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's prohibition.
"O king, did you not sign the prohibition that for 30 days all men who petition any god or man except for you, O king, shall be cast into the lion's den?"
The king answered and said,
"The thing is true, irrevocable under the law of the Medes and Persians."
So they answered and said in the king's presence,
"Daniel, who is one of the sons of the Judean exiles, does not show due regard for you, O king, nor for your signed prohibition, but makes his petition 3 times a day."
And when the king heard these words, he greatly grieved over him and set his heart on Daniel to rescue him. So he worked until sundown to rescue him. Then these men assembled near the king and said to the king,
"Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no prohibition or decree which the king establishes may be revoked."
So the king gave the command. Then they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion's den. The king spoke, saying to Daniel,
"May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you."
Then a stone was brought and laid in the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his nobles, so that the purpose concerning Daniel might remain irrevocable. Now the king returned to the palace, where he spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him, and he was unable to sleep. Then early in the morning, at first light, the king went in haste to the lion's den. And when he drew near to the den, he cried out to Daniel with a sorrowful voice. The king spoke, saying to Daniel,
"Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?"
Then Daniel said,
"O king, live forever! My God has sent his messenger and shut the lions' mouths, so that they have not injured me, because I was found innocent before him. And neither have I committed any crime before you, O king."
Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Then the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the lion's den, them, their children, and their wives. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages, wherever they dwelt in the whole earth,
"May you have abundant peace. I make a decree throughout every dominion of my kingdom that everyone must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is a living God and enduring throughout the ages, and his kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He is a deliverer and savior, and a worker of signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He rescued Daniel from the power of the lions."
So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and during the reign of Cyrus the Persian.